This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First things first is, so Kayla was at her holiday party, which they finally got around to having, but well worth the wait.
Oh, yeah. At Hyde. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's amazing. And you're there for the game and all that kind of stuff. So how many people, would you say? 20?
Oh, no. I 50? Maybe. Ooh. Maybe.
So did they rent out the whole thing?
No, they rented out one of the peaks. I guess you can do that. Like one of the little, I don't know what they call them, edge out things or whatever at the end.
Sure.
And that was our whole space there.
Still cool.
It was a really good time. Cool. And the food was delicious. The hospitality was great. So, and they paid for food and drink. I was like, shoot, thanks.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah.
So one of the guys there divulged, how did this come up?
I don't know. We were talking. Oh, I was asking because he had mentioned how they were getting a new place. And so I asked him how his new house was working out. And then it kind of just happened from there. I don't know how we got on the subject.
Where he's like, I can't do the sit down.
He's like, oh, no. You know what it was? Because I asked him, I was like, oh, well, this is your first time living with like a significant other. Like, how is that going? And he's like, it's really good. I just can't go to the bathroom at the house. And I was like, well, what do you mean you can't? Like, is the plumbing wrong? Like, what do you mean? And he's like.
So because of that, is it too early? Is it in my estimation, it's too early. If you can't do that, you don't need to be living with somebody else.
Oh, really? You think that's a telltale sign?
Yeah, it's the first thought.
Do you? Okay, so let me ask you something. You've been married to your wife for over 10 years now.
I'm the wrong person to ask. You know, I don't worry about stuff like that.
But please ask me.
But when you first moved in, you didn't try to like hide that when you first moved in together, like.
Well, even now you try to be, you know. Try to find a different part of the house, maybe. Just to, you know. No, and listen, I went on Boys Trip and discovered Poo-Pourri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents love that.
That's the greatest stuff ever,
really,
you're right.
It is the greatest invention. So yes, I believe their relationship. I don't want to say doomed, but you're not ready to move in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something you should be somewhat comfortable?
I would think that you've done, by that point, if you guys are close enough to moving in, you've done something in front of her, right? Like,
or with her, you know, Maddie's nodding her head.
Yeah. So when May and I first started dating, we've been together for 2 years. I ended up getting backed up one of the first times that I spent a week at her house.
Oh, wow. Do we really need to tell? Is this more than we need to know?
No. It moves along fast. And
well, I'm not worried about time. I'm worried about content.
No. 3 months later, we were living together.
Kayla's scared to death right now.
It is like, a touchy subject.
Kayla's like, how can I distance myself from this and make it so that when they get fired, I can still stay?
There's a text on the text line that I think explains the status of their relationship now.
Okay. But tread lightly because we are in
danger zone.
FCC danger zone.
Gotcha. After 3 months, we actually ended up moving in together. And after that we kind of just had to make sure that just went away. And it just, we became so comfortable that yesterday I got home and May was going right with the door open.
With the door open.
Yep.
And that's how you know. That's how you know at that point when the door is open that you can't go. I mean, there's not too much. What?
I don't don't know. Buddy and I have been together for 5.5 years, and I just won't. We've lived together for years now.
No, and my wife's still not down. Okay. No, my wife is still not down with that program. She's not going to,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like, there are times when she'll be like, no. Don't come in here. and that's fine.
And don't go in there for a couple of minutes after.
Okay, so have they moved in too early, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, Kayla?
No, I don't think
so. Is the relationship, therefore the relationship is not doomed. Is it possible that the relationship is doomed to Maddie?
It's possible, but I think they can get out of here.
Yeah, I think at some point you've got to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's still pulling down like 9 shifts a week.
Yeah, right? Like you're literally working 7 days a week and your girlfriend hasn't like flagged that at some point. Like,
No, honey, I'm just there for the facilities. That's it.
There is a text on the text line that says, I have an ex that would only use the facilities at Target. And when she was moving, she only looked in areas that were near Targets.
Keyword That's the X. Greatest.
A keyword X there.
That's the greatest single text we've ever gotten.
That's amazing.
No, that's a, I don't know what you call it, but that's like an OCD thing.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
I can only go at Target. Your brain has just something, one of the connections. It's just, and we all got our particular things. I'm not mocking it. I'm just saying that the connection in her head or his, whatever the ex's head, is such that, you know, and by the way, and I'll bet there's somebody who's also like, yeah, Target turns me on. You know, just because that's how you're wired.
Yeah, bravo just, Target for having nice bathrooms. Good job.
Well, that's also the nice.
Nice enough to warn someone wanting to go to the bathroom there.
Recently, I stumbled upon a pill bottle in the room of my boyfriend of 2 years. Part of the label with the drug name had been peeled off, so I was curious and suspicious. I went on a pill identifier website.
I didn't know there was a such thing, but okay.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
But do you trust it? Here's what's great. He's taking Levitra in the highest dosage available.
What is Levitra? I don't know that.
Well,
is.
I was like, does he have heartburn?
Is that what it's for?
No. It's one of those pills.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little alarmed because he's only 24. I've never heard of someone being prescribed this sort of medication at such a young age. Do I have the right to be upset that he didn't tell me about his problem? He has no problem. You're his problem.
Oh, no.
I'll get to that in a minute. No. Not in the way you think.
Oh, okay.
No, not that way. No. Should I confront him about it? I love him and want to be supportive. I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable. Shut up. I know it's a medical problem. No, it's not. I just think it's something we should have talked about. No, you shouldn't. What should I do? Shut up. Thoughts?
Oh, I've got some very strong thoughts. You need to have a conversation, basically. That's
no, fun. No, you don't.
Oh, you totally have to disclose that you're taking a man pill. One.
No. Why?
Because it's like very intimate.
Why?
Like,
give me a reason. Give me a real reason why.
Oh, well, let me reverse the tables then.
Yep.
If she has to take something in order to get her engine revving or do something ahead of time.
You're missing the point.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now, you're missing it.
Okay, well then fix me.
I'll get there. I'll fix you.
I'm willing to listen, but we'll do feel there. Like he needs to disclose.
No. Forget you saw anything. Mind your business.
Okay.
I'll tell you why in a minute. Maddie.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I feel like that's his business right now.
You know what this is? PEDs. That's all that is. Better, faster, stronger. Performance enhancing drugs.
Nope. You have to disclose that too.
Wanna be a rock star. Sorry, that's your Nickelback for the day. That's all I can think of. So, no, he's rock. No, that's it. It's the same reason guys will take whatever supplements to be stronger in the gym. That's all he's doing.
Oh no.
He's doing the best he can.
The difference is you would tell your trainer what you're taking in order to help.
You want everything out there all the time.
I do.
You think there are things that people don't need to know. And this is one of them.
You're not
enjoy the benefits.
I disagree.
Why?
I would be so disappointed.
Take your hands off your hips, first of all.
I don't know where else to do with
everyone,
my hands.
Everyone else is very relaxed, and you're very not.
I'm very relaxed right now with my hands on my hips because I'm disappointed in your decisions.
So you're shaking your leg?
Yes, 1,000%.
I don't feel you're being honest right now. And I want you to divulge why,
Kayla, I
want you to tell me everything. We need to have a discussion.
Okay. Well, do you want to have it now or you want to have it in a few minutes?
No, I want you to mind your business.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.